Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good afternoon, wherever and whenever you may be listening to us across the entire globe at Psychic Talk Radio. We are simulcasting on radio and YouTube, live video stream on YouTube. Hey, if you're listening to me on one of the radio players or you're dialed into the show, you can join us in the chat. Just open a new tab in your browser and type in psychic.cafe/live. That'll take you right over to the current live. And on that page, we have a live chat going. You can jump in there. Laura's in there. Hi, Laura. Welcome back. Soymia. I think I'm just going to say so. And they already have a question in there in the chat. Yes. So you can chat with us all show long. We're here every day of the week. That's right. And you can write down our phone number. It's right there on the scroll, 714-816-4628. That'll cycle around. So if you forget the phone number or any of our other URLs, they're down here in the scroll. That's right. Wait for it to come back around again. So you can dial into the show if you're watching us on YouTube and talk to me live on the phone. That's right. 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad as soon as you get through. And if you're listening on radio, like I said, you can join us in the chat. Maybe you can't dial in, but you're hearing us on the radio. Come over and watch the show. It's much better when you actually can see it. Yeah. So it's real easy. Like I said, you just open a new tab in your browser, www.psychic.cafe/live. So actually, you don't even need the www. Open a new tab in your browser, type in psychic.cafe/live. And every day, that'll take you right here to the live program. So you can join us right in the YouTube live at showtime. Same bat time, same bat channel every day, at least for now, till we add some more shows, maybe evenings and things like that. But for now, anyway, it's 7 days a week, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. That's U.S. and in London, U.K., for instance, that would be 7 p.m. So Los Angeles time, 11 a.m., New York City, 2 p.m., London, 7 p.m. every day. And so if you just write down the phone number, 714-816-4628, and the live URL, that link, psychic.cafe/live. Write them both down and they're good for every day of the week. You can pop in. You can chat with me on the phone, ask questions, ask for a mini reading, or you can ask for a mini reading in the chat. Now that I said all that, who is in the we already have people on the phone lines. Yay. So we'll be going to the phone lines in just a second. Also want to mention the coffee page. Let me see if I can bring that up here. Psychic.cafe/coffee. That's our tip jar. You can go over there. If you're enjoying the shows and you love hanging out with us every day here in the cafe, or maybe you got a great reading, or maybe you learned something new about tarot or numerology or something, and you want to just send us some love, go over to psychic.cafe/coffee. That's psychic.cafe/coffee and grab us a cup of coffee. But also, that's the secret way to get to the top of the caller queue. So when we have a bunch of folks on the phone lines or a bunch of questions in the chat, you just go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and send us, you can send in, we have buttons for $10, $15, $20, whatever you want to send in. And we'll put you to the top of the caller queue or the questions in chat. We'll take your question in chat or your phone call first and right away, and we'll spend more time with you. That's right. So we only have a few minutes we can spend with each question, with each caller. But if you go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and grab us a cup of coffee, we will spend, I've been spending about double the time that I normally spend with our regular callers and questions in chat. So that's the secret way. That's how you do it. Let me put it in the chat again here, HTTPS. Let's see, psychic.cafe/coffee. There we go. And Laura's back. Laura says, thanks, great to be back. Awesome. So before we get to phone calls and questions in chat, got the numerology of the day. It is the entire date, March 7th, 2024, reduces to 9. So that's the ending of a cycle. So yesterday was the 8 energy. Today's the 9 energy. This is a day where you look at the big picture and it's like, okay, what's no longer serving me? You know, are there projects I'm never going to get to that are on the back burner that I can, you know, get out of my subconscious? You know, they're taking up space. Just get rid of them, right? Relationships that are no longer serving you. You know, it's tough, but sometimes you just have to, you know, especially if they're really toxic. What else? Belief systems that are no longer serving you. Beliefs and habits. Do you have beliefs about how things are supposed to be done, or I've always done it this way, or you have some habits, you know, that you don't want anymore, or maybe you want to install some positive habits. Yeah. So the 9-day, that energy is great for looking at that. And then tomorrow is going to be a 1-day. So it's great for starting things this Friday. Now, it's interesting, though, because I also got a 1 card as the card of the day, the Magician card. Yes, yes. And, you know, they often talk in tarot about, like, the Fool's journey through the major arcana, because the Fool is the only card in the major arcana that doesn't have a number. It's 0. And actually, 0 is a qualifier in numerology, but it's not really a number. We only have the 1 through 9. And folks talk about, because of that, a lot of tarotists like to talk about, in fact, there's whole books written on it, the Fool's journey, where the Fool is unstuck and can move along all the cards and meets all the cards and things like that. But from the very beginning, because I was already a numerologist, when I got into tarot, I was like, no, it's the journey of the Magician. Look, he's got all the items from the minor arcana, and they also appear in a lot of the major cards too: swords, cups, pentacles, wands, or in a lot of cases they're more like staffs, right? And he's manifesting. He's got his left hand, his right hand up in the air. He's got a wand, a double-ended wand, by the way. It's like burning at both ends, drawing down cosmic energy, and with his left hand, he's pointing down at the ground. And notice we have the infinity symbol, which is 8 on the side, abundance. And look at his belt, snake eating the tail. Yes, another symbol of infinity, right? And then the white, what are those, lilies and the red roses? They're indicative of the duality in the physical universe, right? So this is one energy, which we're going to be in the one energy tomorrow, beginnings. So it's great that we got this card today. I mean, I know a lot of people are probably thinking, well, wouldn't it make more sense if it showed up yesterday? I mean, sorry, tomorrow. Yeah, wouldn't it be great if it showed up tomorrow on the one day, which I love that when the cards line up with the energy of the day. But actually, this makes better sense because you can get prepped now. You got that 9 energy. You can start, you know, letting go of what is no longer serving you, the things that are holding you back from starting something new, right? And then later today, start manifesting. Yeah. Get focused on what you want to actually have happening in your life, or with a project, or with a business you want to start, or a career, or something like that, you know. And when I was shuffling the deck, when I cut the deck and got the Heart of the Matter card, Ace of Wands, there's another one. And it's like the beginning of a new project, or something that, you know, a new business, or something you want to create or manifest in your life. That it's the fire energy. So it's what we're really passionate about. Yeah. So that's the cards I got for today. It's a rainy day here in Tucson, Arizona. I love when it rains because we're in the desert, you know, so we don't get the rain all the time, you know. But I'd rather rain than snow, you know. Is anybody still getting snow? I'm sure there are somewhere in the country, right? That's what I love about being here, though. It's like no snow. Every once in a great while, we'll get a sprinkling. Earlier this winter, we did have some, you know, days in, or at least mornings, early mornings going down into the 20s and things like that. But usually, typically, it's like this with the rain and the overcast. And, you know, we usually have the sun beating down on us, but it's nice, you know, a little change every once in a while. And by the way, it's a great cafe day, right? Great day for coffee, hot chocolate, tea, herbal tea. Yum. How about a chai latte? That'd be good, right? Mocha. Mocha is my favorite. A hazelnut mocha on a rainy, overcast day. Just love it. Just love it. So we got Boomika in here coming back in. Boomika's like a regular now. And Laura says, sounds pretty exciting. Yeah, yeah. So everybody, you know, today is like the day to get ready, let go of all that baggage and start something new. And then tomorrow we'll talk about that. We'll see what comes up in the cards, but, you know, maybe we can get into manifesting and things. It's great for a one day, something to talk about, right? And Dan's in. Oh, Maria's here too. So Maria G. Moss from the Angelic View. Her next show actually is going to be Sunday the 17th. So she's the first and third Sundays of the month. So a little shout out to Maria. Also, the second edition of her book, The Angel Practitioner Handbook, is out. You can get it on Amazon. That's right. Give a little shout out to Maria there. Dan is one of our moderators. Oh, Maria, I have to make you a moderator. I'm glad that you popped in here. All the hosts and staff members at the Guild and some of the volunteers from lifetime members, like Dan's a lifetime member, are helping us out on the channel here on YouTube as moderators. Let's see. There we go. Okay, so Maria, I made you a moderator. You might have to, I don't know. You might have to refresh the page for it to work, or you might have to accept first and then refresh this page, or you might have to log in and log back, you know, log out and log back in and then come back here, you know, for it to work. Basically, your name will now be highlighted in blue with the wrench, and that lets us know that you're a moderator, Maria. And, go ahead and accept the moderation, becoming a moderator. Awesome. And then we're going to go to the phone lines first. We do have some questions in here. So I saw your question at the beginning. Actually, I think they put the question in before the show even started. So we'll be getting to that. Boomik has a question. I'll be traveling in June. Okay, some interesting stuff coming up here. Oh, and talking about Australia, I remember we pulled cards on you getting the permit to work in Australia. So I'll read your question in a minute, and we'll see what we can do about that. Meanwhile, let's go to the phone lines first. Remember, you dial in at 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That puts you up into the caller queue, raises your hand, literally puts a hand, a little white skinny alien hand, like Mary used to say, next to your phone number, lets us know you want to be live on air with us. Otherwise, we assume you're just listening to the show, and that's perfectly fine. You can dial in, do nothing, just dial in and start listening. But if you want to be live on air with me, dial in at 714-816-4628 and press 1 on your dial pad. We're going to 549 right now.
Hi there.
Hello.
How
you doing? What's
Good.
Your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Marissa, and I'm from Visalia, California, near Fresno.
Melissa, near Fresno. Okay, we'll take that.
Yeah.
I know where Fresno is.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, God. What's going on today? How
gloomy.
Is it?
It's gloomy, and it's been snowing up in the mountains. You can see all the mountains at in the Sierra Nevada. So it's really
That's
nice.
How it is here.
Oh, really?
Wow. So it's it's gloomy where you are in California, and it's gloomy here, too. It's not just us in Tucson. Sure. Yay.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so my question is, I've been, a couple of days ago, I emailed my ex-boyfriend, and I was just wondering, do you see him getting the message or him contacting me anytime soon?
Let's see. Okay, going to pull some cards here.
Appreciate it.
Let's see if that'll happen.
Okay.
There's a possibility. I'm not getting a strong yes or no. Okay. Now,
okay.
The first card I got, the first card I got, Melissa, is the Page of Wands. And he's, intently looking at his wand. I think that he got the message. This is the feeling I'm getting from this card. And that's when I cut to the heart of the matter. So that's the overall card before I started pulling any cards for the actual reading itself. So that's the heart of the matter card. Sometimes that's all you need. You don't even need the other cards that you draw, because you cut to the heart of the matter, you shuffle, cut the deck in half, and the card on the bottom is the heart of the matter, I call it, card. And we got the Page of Wands. There's two meanings going on here. First, I think he's seen it, we're actually seeing him see something in the card. Also, he's studying this wand. It's like he's distracted by something else. And then when I start pulling cards, the first card I get is the Page of Pentacles, another page card. And so I think this is talking about him. He might have either a youthful outlook on things, or he might be a little on the adolescent side still with things, he doesn't have to chronologically be young, but he could just, his attitude about things. But the main thing is, just like the Page of Wands, the Page of Pentacles is staring at his pentacle. He is distracted by something else. And to go along with that, the Ten of Wands, whatever he's working on, he's moving towards his goal. He's making progress, but he's got a lot of irons in the fire. He's like kind of bogged down a bit. He's busy there. When I laid out five cards doing my typical five card yes, no spread that I do here on the shows, and I'm getting three no's and two yeses. So what that's indicative of is when you don't get a strong, like, four or five cards that are yes, or four or five cards that are no, so you don't get a strong no or yes, it's saying maybe, regardless of which direction it's pointing in. Like right now, it's leaning no, that he's probably not going to respond, at least in a timely manner. But that can change. And whether it's, three cards yes, three cards no, it's really a maybe. It can so easily go either way. Something has to break free. Something has to happen in order for that to take place. And the other cards in the beginning are hinting towards that, right? So the Heart of the Matter card, Page of Wands, getting the Page of Pentacles, the Ten of Wands, you know, it's about all this distraction. He may have seen the email, but then then he loses it, right? He's busy with this other stuff and doesn't think to write back or contact you or what have you. Yeah. So in the meantime, what are the other cards? What are they saying for you in this situation? So I get the Eight of Cups. This came up yesterday too. And eight is the number of abundance. And that's where you want to be, is in abundance, especially this year. It's a world year of eight, abundance and prosperity. Now, it can be, you know, material and financial prosperity and abundance around your business or career or jobs or what have you. But in this case, because you're asking about this person, we're talking about interpersonal relationships and having abundance and having prosperity in that area. And what this card is saying, it's a cups card, so it's talking about the emotions surrounding that. And the figure in the card has stacked up all these cups, these eight cups. So he or she has, you know, put everything in order, has dealt with each of these emotions. It's baggage from previous relationships and other types of relationships and so forth, and really taking care of the baggage. And then now they're moving in the background. They're moving up a hill, onward and upward, like they say, right? He's got a traveling cloak on, or she, we can't see their face, you know, it doesn't matter. Traveling cloak, traveling stick, traveling boots, and the figure is moving onward and upward, you know, moving towards the goal, which is in tarot, whenever you see mountains or summits, you know, the goal is at the pinnacle and you're supposed to travel up there. So this is a hint from the universe what you should be doing in this situation. Less about trying to get a hold of this person, more about yourself and dealing with baggage. You know, if this person you were involved with, whether it's romantically or just, you know, some kind of close relationship, that, you know, it's like you have baggage surrounding that. You have to deal with that before you can move forward, before he can come in anyway. Okay. And then right after that, the Queen of Wands. Yep. It's like, are you actually following what your passion is about? And this black cat at her feet hints towards independence. It's hinting towards you being the independent person. You know, is there some codependency going on with, remember in the 80s, we used to all talk about codependency and then it sort of disappeared. You don't hear people talking about codependency much anymore, right? Like it went away. It didn't go away. You know, we're all codependent. I like being codependent myself. But it's saying, you know, be your own person and, you know, that's what you should be working on, is, you know, these two things right now versus like it being about him and getting a hold of him. And then I get the Ace of Swords, a new beginning, and swords are thoughts and ideas. So it's a new thought or idea that you're supposed to run with. And, you know, this could be indicating anything. It could be a new relationship coming in with a different person. It could be this person finally messaging you back. It doesn't matter. You know, it could be something completely different. It could be heading down a new career path, studying something new, having an idea for a project or a new business, something like that, something you can really sink your teeth in and follow your passions, like the Queen of Wands is talking about. So that's what I'm getting, and that's what's coming up. You know, I'm not getting a strong yes, he's going to reply. I think he got the message. I think he got it. All you can do is sit back and wait and see what happens. I mean, you could send another email or try to get a hold of him in a different way, or get a hold of somebody that you know knows that person and talk to them and say, hey, can you pass a message on to so-and-so? make sure they get it and ask them to respond back. You know, there's actions you can take, which is kind of hinted at in these cards. But the main thing is this Eight of Cups is getting your own emotions taken care of and, you know, putting away, discarding the baggage. And remember, it's that nine energy today. The entire date reduces to a nine, and that's what we're all supposed to be doing anyway. We're supposed to be working on that. So, Melissa, I hope that helps you out, and we'll see what happens.
You.
Maybe you can call us back and let us know.
All righty, will do. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Melissa, and enjoy the rest of the week here. The weekend is right here. I mean, we're butting right up against it. I can't wait. Oh, the rain stopped. Oh. Well, typically in the afternoon, you know, later afternoon, we get rain here in Tucson, so it'll come back, you know, when we have rainy days. So I'm hoping it comes back because I like the rain. And it washes away all the dust and everything. You know, if you, wherever you live, you know, if you go around the house and dust and everything like that, trust me, if wherever you live, it's nothing like living here, because here it is like unbelievable dust. You know, you clean everything and then you have to start over and start cleaning it again. I like when it rains, though. It pushes all that. Oh, now the sun's peeking out in between some of the clouds. Well, that's typical Tucson for you. All righty. So that opens another line at 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Give us a call. As soon as you call, as soon as you get through, hit one on your dial pad. That lets me know you want to be live on air. The phone lines are wide open, so go ahead and jump in. Meanwhile, I'm going to head over to the chat and take some of the questions there. Hey, how's everybody doing in the chat? I was busy over on the phone. You know, when I'm on the phones, I'm on the switchboard, so I don't have the chat where I can see the chat, see what's going on. So I have to come back and reread everything instead. So let's see. Maria is saying how she just received her shipment of books. Oh, yeah. And Maria said she was going to send me a copy of the second edition. I can't wait. I can't wait. Dan is saying, letting everybody know we're here, you know, mostly every day, 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Laura wants a general. Zane just popped. Hi, Zane. I think Zane's new. Nice to have you in here, Zane. Hi. We're going to go, but I need to first, everybody hold on with your questions. I need to scroll all the way back. Oh, Michelle's here. Hi, Daximillion. Hey, you're up in 2 days. Michelle's Mystic Corner, the third episode ever. I'm going to guess co-host, I heard. So Michelle had oral surgery last week, and she's recovering nicely. So hey, let us know, and Michelle, let us know in the chat how you're recovering with that, and if you think you're going to be ready Saturday, are you able to talk better and all that kind of stuff. Maria says, I love a peaceful, cloudy, light, rainy day. Yeah, we don't get too many of those this time of year in Southwest Florida. Yeah, this is actually the time of the year when we do get those. Now, we have the monsoon season. We call it the monsoon season because that's not the nice, light, peaceful, cloudy day with the light rain, you know, in July and August, sometimes into early September, but it's usually July, August, we get these storms, and they're like monsoons, so we call them monsoons. And yeah, but I even like those. I like the storms. You know, it's different from our normal 113 degree temperatures. You know, actually, we only hit the triple digits for a little bit. It's not like Phoenix. See, Phoenix is, well, we're in a valley too, but Phoenix is at sea level, whereas we're at 2,400 feet. And then we have even higher mountains around us, and they get snow on top, right? So yeah, you can actually, less than a day, you know, I mean, few hours you can make it up Mount Lemmon and there'll be snow. It's really cool. But we're up here, and then so our temperatures are typically you know, 5, 10, 15 degrees lower than Phoenix, because Phoenix is down at sea level and it's 50 square miles. It's enormous and it's all concrete. You know, it's all roads and concrete, 50 square miles of it. And it just, you know, soaks in the heat during the day and just holds on to it, where it'll be midnight and it's still 95 degrees. And your swimming pool is also still 95 degrees. Everybody, you don't go swimming at noon. You go swimming at 2 a.m. in Phoenix. It is insane. So yeah, I'm going to scroll back. I know Boomika had a question, but so was the first one. May I know if I'll get a job offer in April or soon? How will be my career? Let's see what's going on with that. Oh, okay. That's really good. Okay. All right. Right off the top, I've got the Knight of Cups. You're going to get a message soon. Yes. Now it's a little bit later in the spread, so I'm thinking, you know, not right away, but at the end, the very last, I'm starting backwards. I'm going with, you know, what happens at the end, the Death card. And I know it's like, oh my God, the Death card? Are you serious? Card 13. Okay, so that could be 13 days. 1 + 3 = 4. So it's the 4 energy, which is structure, actually. That's interesting. So it could be as much as 4 days, 4 weeks, something like that, you know? But I got that 13. I'm thinking 13 days to 4 weeks. So, which would take us into April, like you were saying. And I know it's scary at first. You get the Death card, right? But it's a card of transition. One door closes, another door opens. And so this is actually a good omen. Look in the background. You see the sun dawning between the two towers over here? A new day is dawning. It's very similar to the 10 card. Slightly different energy. Of course, this is a major arcana card. So I think it's going to be big, this thing, you know, whether it's a new job or new career or something like that. Now, in the very beginning, I get the Empress card, and she's about manifesting things, which we were just talking about. So the 9 energy today, what's holding you back from getting this job? Are you applying to, you know, all the same companies? You've always done a certain type of work, so you always apply for that kind of work. You need to think outside the box a little bit. You know, 3 is creativity and communication. How are you communicating with these potential employers? Have you thought about doing something on your own? Maybe 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 side gigs. You know how we're in the gig economy now, and everybody is starting to work for themselves. Well, there's a lot of things you can do, a lot of things you can do. And it can, you know, rather than waiting for a job, you can create your own job. That's kind of the way I look at it. You know, it's not, you know, it's not as good as coming up with a great product that solves a huge problem where you can develop a business around it. I talk about this all the time on the shows, where you can like really make a lot of money. It's not about making a lot of money. It is like, you know, so not creating a solution, creating a business, it's creating a job. So, you know, one of the app jobs, whether you're delivering packages or people, you know, or things or what have you, and other types of work through apps and through online websites and things like that, doing surveys and doing copywriting for people. And I mean, it's infinite now. You know, nobody is stuck anymore. And, you know, if one of these side gigs doesn't cover the bills, do 2 or 3. You know, it's like, okay, for the first few hours of the day, I'm out there driving for Uber, and then, you know, tomorrow I'm doing Amazon Flex, you know, delivering for Amazon or Walmart. And then in the afternoons, you know, I do copywriting for this other website. And, you know, you do 2 or 3 or 4 different side gigs and you got it covered. And it's not like waiting. It's like an instant thing. You just get on there, apply, and start doing it, you know? And some of them you're getting paid out within a day or two. It's amazing what we have available. You know, when we were growing up, me and other people my age, you know, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have all of these possibilities and phones and apps and all these kind of things. And I think a lot of people don't think of this because maybe they don't want to be doing gig jobs. Well, you don't have to do it forever. You can line up, you know, 3, 4, 5 different things that you do. You know, you do this on the weekend and this in the evenings and this in the afternoon and this during the day. You know, if you're not employed right now, if you're employed, add a gig job after your job. But if you're talking about getting your next job and you don't have a job right now, make it your job to get a job and wake up early. You know, it's like, well, I'm not working. I can wake up at 8, 9, 10. No, wake up at 6 a.m. Get started. On YouTube, there are channels dedicated to the gig economy that will show you all the different possibilities there are. Use your creativity. That's what the three energy is. And manifest something with the Empress. Manifest something new. Now, the rest of the cards, just real quickly, the Eight of Swords. Eight is abundance in numerology. And a lot of people ask me, well, why does the Swords card look like this if eight is abundance? Well, there's a couple of cards in tarot that are eights where they're showing you how to get to the abundance and prosperity. With a lot of swords like this, you're overthinking this. So there's a lot of things you can be doing. A lot of people, and I don't know where you are, a lot of our folks in chat tend to be from India, and a lot of people in India are getting online and doing these gig jobs, especially if you can, you know, speak English well. But you've got too many thoughts and ideas going here, so that's the clue. Remember that nine energy I talked about today? Getting rid of what no longer serves you. If you're stuck on, I'm not finding a job, but I'm applying to the same types of jobs I've always applied to. I've always applied to jobs, you know, in a certain way, found jobs a certain way. You need to start trying different things. You're overthinking this. This is how you get to abundance and prosperity, is letting go of all of these thoughts and ideas that are holding you back and just, you know, move forward with it. The central focus card comes in also as the Six of Cups. Six is success, all right? And I got 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, so I got 4 yes cards out of the 5 saying you're definitely going to get something, especially if you take, you know, the hints I'm giving you. And with the Six of Cups, this is the nostalgia card. Six is success in numerology and often in tarot as well. And this is wanting you to look back to when you were 6, 7, 8 years old. What was it that, you know, really made your heart sing? And that's something you should be looking into. You should be doing that. Something that's emotionally satisfying versus just the next J-O-B. So that's what I got for you. So, and who was next? Was it Laura? I think she asked a little bit later. It was Boomika. Let me take a look here. I have the confirmation from my manager that he will process my work permit for Australia. Yay! And that's like total what's the term? I just forgot, you know, guys, help me out in the chat here. It's qualifying that, you know, what the information we gave to Boomika is exactly what happened. What do they call that? Just total senior moment went right out of my head here. Guys, type that in chat. What is that? Confirmation, I guess. I think there's a better word for it. But thank you for, you know, coming back and letting us know, Boomika, because that's confirmation of the reading I got for you. Want to know how this journey will be for me overall. Okay, so let's take a look at it from that point of view now. Okay. So, you know, it's like everything, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be all sunshine and roses the whole time, you know. In fact, in the beginning, I get like the Seven of Pentacles and the Four of Cups. Look, the figure in the Four of Cups has these three things, these three cups. You know, he's looking down at those three cups, which may be choices or things being offered, possibilities. He's not happy. He or she is not happy with the, you know, what's being offered. But this other cup's being offered out of the clouds here. But it's off to his right. He hasn't really seen this yet, I don't think. So when you travel to Australia and start doing this, you know, you might not be happy with everything initially. And you might be reevaluating it all. You know, it's like, what did I get myself into? That kind of thing. Quickly, things are going to turn around. Ace of Wands. Eight of Wands. Can't talk today. Sorry. Again, eight. It's that abundance energy. And it's happening quickly. Look at that. Yes, it's like the wands, really staves, are like flying through the air like arrows. And they're on their way down, which means getting closer to it happening. I think things are going to move quickly for you. Notice the buds budding on the wands, indicating growth. You're going to be able to develop your own skills and abilities and grow a lot with this move. It's going to be really, really good. And then the only major arcana card I get is the Lover's card. Again, card six, again, six energy, success. This is really going to be successful. Very, like I said, be careful. Don't get down in the beginning because things are not necessarily going to move as super smooth as you want, but you will quickly get out of that. And then the Lover's card. I think things are going to be really good. You know, this is a very positive card. And six is success in numerology. Now the original, and you see Lover's card, I mean, I know what everybody's thinking. The first thing is like, oh, so am I going to meet somebody in Australia? Yeah, that could happen. Sure. But I was focused on your career and this job move and, you know, getting work, the work permit and getting work in Australia and the growth that's going to come out of that. And I think that's what the Lover's card is really talking about. And the original meaning of the Lover's card going way back into antiquity was about choices, making choices. So you may have things that become available that weren't available. Just like in that Four of Cups where he's being offered but doesn't see yet this new opportunity, this other cup. And he's all, you know, got his arms crossed and his legs crossed, not happy about those three choices in front of him. I think you're going to get another one. And so you're going to have choices that you don't currently have. I think that's what's going on with the Lover's card. But tarot is multi-layered. So maybe you will meet somebody. So you'll have to let us know what happens. Going to take some water here, folks. A lot of talking. Got to keep drinking and hydrating. And because it's the cafe, does everybody have their coffee and tea, their chai latte, their caramel macchiato, you know, going to take a sip. Gotta love that coffee. Okay, before I check phone lines and more questions, I want to let you guys know what's going on around here. Okay, so talked to Catherine yesterday and... Actually, let me see if I can bring up her thing because we're talking about Catherine. Compassionate Light, and a lot of things were going on. You guys know that she had to cancel some shows. Her son was sick. He got better than her other son got sick. She got sick from him. It's been a disaster, plus all kinds of stuff going on, and spring break's coming up, and they're going away. So she's decided that she is going to pre-record some episodes for, and this month her series was on Mind, and she's going to be pre-recording them, and we'll be putting them out during March here. And then in April next month, she'll get back to doing some lives and all. So I just wanted to let you know. And meanwhile, I am going to be doing a live show probably tomorrow, because Saturday is Michelle's show. So I figured, okay, and it doesn't look like Catherine's going to be doing a live show. So we'll get her pre-recorded shows out, but I'll do like I did last week and do a live show on Friday. And then I'll be with Michelle on Saturday. Then Sunday, again, another Psyche Talk show. And my guest co-host will be Pamela Steele, the tarot author and tarot master and deck creator. And oh, yeah, all that cool stuff. Like the Eternal Secret Oracle, yay, which she graciously sent me. The new third edition of the Steel Wizard Tarot is out as well. Look at this box. Oh, my God. Got to get that. It's just amazing. Okay. Maybe I'll use one of those decks or both on Sunday when I'm on with Pamela, right? And we're also going to have, let's see here. We're going to have a live Zoom meeting and Q&A right after the show I do with Pamela as guest co-host. Pamela is then going to do a workshop, and it's going to be 1 Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, and that would be 9 p.m. London. And all you got to do is write down psychic.cafe/Zoom, and that'll take you to the Zoom meeting. You can join us. Everybody's welcome. She'll be doing a workshop on the Celtic Cross, and it's called, what is it called again? Tell Me a Story. And then following that, the second half of the hour, we're going to be doing a live discussion and Q&A. All of your questions will be answered. Like, you can ask questions about the workshop, but you can also ask anything general about the tarot, numerology, anything psychic. And you can also ask about the guild, becoming a member, certification, becoming a professional tarot reader or psychic advisor. You can ask about the Psychic Cafe website, our new community website, and all the features and how to operate them and how to find things. You can also ask about Psychic Talk and about becoming a Psychic Talk host, a host on our radio and YouTube simulcasts as well. And we're going to be doing this every Sunday. So sometimes there'll be a workshop like this Sunday, but regardless, we'll be here every Sunday after the show, about an hour later, with a live discussion and Q&A. And so if you're like a new member and you want help with the website, maybe how to set up your profile image, you know, avatar, your cover image, what can be done? We can show you examples. I can share my desktop and show you examples and show you the website and navigating around and all that kind of stuff. So it's really cool. And let's see, like I said, this Saturday, Michelle's Mystic Corner, you know, as long as she's feeling okay, you know, if not, I'll just do a generic show, but I think she might be ready by Saturday. And then, as I mentioned in the beginning of the show, when Maria came in, the Angelic View will be back, because it's the first and third Sundays. So not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, the 17th. So a week from this Sunday, the Angelic View will be back as well. And then, of course, our tip jar. You can go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and grab me a cup of coffee. We'll also take your question first right away and spend more time with you. And you can do this now or in between shows. Like after this show, you could go there, buy me a cup of coffee, message me on the psychic.cafe website. You can go over to my page. Let me pop that up there. psychic.cafe/Dax. And you have to be signed up on the website, so be sure to sign up. It's free. Sign up on the website. go to psychic.cafe/Dax. Then you'll get the little icon. Now on a phone, it's nice and big in the middle, I think, on my profile. On like a desktop, it's a littler, smaller icon, like off to the right. You have to look for it. And you click that. When you hover over, it'll say message, you know, and click that and you can message me. And you can talk to me in between shows that way. And you can let me know that scrolling by right now, psychic.cafe/coffee. Let me know you bought me a cup of coffee. And on tomorrow's show, your call or your question in chat will be first. And I'll spend more time with you. And it'll be right away. No waiting. What does that mean? Well, like if we have a topic we're going to do, or, you know, I do the numerology and the cards of the day and things like that, we'll skip all that. We're going to go right to your call or right to your question in chat. That's the secret way to do it. There's another way. And that's by becoming a member of the guild. I'm trying to find the sale thing. There it is. Psychic.cafe/sale. You can become a lifetime member. It's really great right now. You know, we have an annual membership and we're going to be going to a monthly subscription probably in April. But right now you can get your membership paid up for life. Two payments of $39 or one payment of $78. See, I even made it even easier. You pay $39 now, $39 next month. You're paid up for life. For life. It is great. And one of the perks of being a member is you can say, hey, it's so-and-so lifetime member. We'll take your question or call first. You just have to let me know in chat during a live show, or if you're going to be joining me like for tomorrow's show, message me again on Psychic Cafe and we'll take your question first, your phone call first. That's a perk of being a member as well. Yes. And actually, I don't know if I showed that. There's the sale. So it's 50% off my readings right now. If you scroll down on that page, you can book a session with me for only $49.99. It's a steal, folks. I do your numerology and the tarot. We can do coaching for your spiritual business, tarot business, what have you, psychic.cafe/sale. And then the lifetime membership's on there. It tells you all about it. No recurring fees. All of our panel discussions, workshops, live Q&As. Right now we're doing these lives as we're launching Psychic Cafe. And everybody's invited to come to the workshop on Sunday. But normally the workshops, panel discussions, live Q&As, you know, those are just for members. So right now we're letting everybody come, you know, during this month. We'll see what happens in April. Eventually we're going to be going back at some point, though, to it'll be members only. So that's another perk of being a member. But being a lifetime member, you get to be a guest co-host on our shows, Psychic Talk shows, and you get your certification free. Normally you have to pay for that separately, $124 or two payments of $67. It's free with lifetime membership. Also, my tarot and numerology course, Tarot by the Numbers, normally $297. That's free as well. Plus we promote you and your business. That's what the guild is all about. Okay. So back to the phone lines. Who's been waiting the longest here? Oh, we've lost some of our calls again. This has been going on all week with Blog Talk, and I don't know if it's just – it might be just people are, you know, not patient enough to wait till I get to them. But it might be something with Blog Talk too. Okay, so let me give that number out again, 714-816-4628. That's 714-816-4628. Press 1 as soon as you get through, and your call will be next. That's right, if you call in right now. But meanwhile, we're going to go back to the chat room. If we don't get any more calls, not a big deal. We're doing great in the chat. What is going on in the chat? Oksana came in. Yeah, I'll be getting your question, Oksana. Bumika messaged when I was doing the reading. Thank you for the beautiful reading. I claim the positive energies of my reading. Yes, I really think there's going to be great things coming out of this move to work in Australia for you. Let me scroll back and see where I was with the questions. I know I did Bhumika's question. And see, everybody's talking here. Dan's talking. Marie's talking. Dan's welcome. Just me. Thanks for subscribing. Somebody subscribed. Thank you. Laura, can I get a general idea of what is in store for me in the next 3 months regarding relationship? Ooh, okay. Let's look at that. Now, I haven't shuffled in a while, so I'm going to shuffle again. Zane, did you put a question in? I knew. Hey, don't forget to subscribe. And let me mention that while I'm thinking of it, because you know I forget. Subscribe. You know, luckily we've got our wonderful moderators like Charlotte, like Dan, like Michelle, and Maria, many of whom are also hosts on the network. And they tell everybody about subscribing to the channel. You know, we're slowly getting up there. Let me check the channel here, because we haven't done this in a while, just for fun. Psychic.cafe/YouTube is how you get right to the channel. Remember, /live takes you to today's broadcast. Let me look on here. We're at 457 subscribers. Yeah, that's going, you know, just a couple weeks ago, we were down in the teens, and now we're up to 457. We're trying to get to 500. That's the first level of monetization. We could do super chats in the chat room, and we can do a membership on YouTube if we want, and there's some other monetization. But then the next level is 1,000 subscribers and 4,000 hours of watch time. We got to get 3,000 hours of watch time and 500 subscribers at first. Oh, and we're at 602 videos now. There's a lot of videos. In addition to the lives, if you check out, you know, each show on the network has its own playlist on the channel on YouTube. But also we have free workshops, deck reviews, interviews, learning tarot. You can go on there and watch some of those videos, things that interest you. And if you watch it from the beginning to the end and like it, that will really help our channel, and it'll build our watch hours up. So we really appreciate, you know, all the help you can give us. 602 videos and 457 subscribers. Tell all your friends. Tell them to come over and subscribe. Hit that bell icon. That'll help us out with subscribers, but also YouTube will let them know when we're doing these lives. They could pop in and they can ask questions and call in and stuff. So, you know, tell all your friends about it and about, you know, how you can learn tarot and numerology and other psychic stuff that we talk about on these shows. And, you know, we're always dropping knowledge bombs and, you know, little mini lessons and things. So come on over, let everybody know, let all your friends know. It's like, you know, have you subscribed to the channel yet? And, you know, let's really get up there to that 500. Let's do that and get some of those watch hours in as well. Okay, so I'm going to go back to Laura's here.
Yay.
Did you go away for a while, Laura? I mean, I know you were coming here. Laura's one of our lifetime members, too, and she was coming here to the chats. And then disappeared. And did something happen, or did you go on vacation or busy? Or let us know in the chat what was happening there. And we're doing some relationship stuff here for Laura. Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle. I love how this deck shuffles. Get it really shuffled good here. So what else is going on? If you just got in to the channel, to the show, if you've dialed in, I'll be getting the calls when we get some more calls. And that's wide open again. So, you know, call in. Has anybody, has any of our, Dan, you or any of our moderators put the phone number in recent? Pop the phone number in, if you would, please. And if you're just getting into the chat here, there's no list to get on. You don't have to ask, you know, can I have a reading? Just go ahead and type in your question. If you want something more general, ask for a general reading or just say, hey, Dax, can you pull a card for me? It's that easy. Get a message from the universe, your collective consciousness, your higher self. I don't know. However you want to talk about it. Okay. This is fascinating. I've done a lot of shuffling, and I can't believe this. Okay, so Laura, this is so cool. Laura's question, general idea, what's in store next 3 months regarding relationships. Laura said, yeah, I had a little tower experience happen. We all know, we call them tower moments or tower experiences, us tarot people. God, that's too many T's. Jeez. But I'm recovering. Okay, I'm glad you're recovering, Laura. I hope everything's working out. Laura said, oh, that's a steal. Oh, I guess you were talking about the lifetime membership. Yeah, you know, it's already a steal because it was $297, and it's been 75% off since, like, Black Friday. We just have continued the sale. And the reason why I'm doing this is we started this new platform that we're going to have to move everybody over to, psychic.cafe, from thetarotguild.com. Thetarotguild.com for the guild, thetarotguild.com, yeah, that's going to become a static website. I'm going to build a brand new website for that. And there won't be any, you know, people won't have profiles on there. You know, there won't be profiles, there won't be messaging each other, there won't be blog posts, there won't be groups. All of that's going to be moved to our new community website, psychic.cafe. And, you know, I haven't set up the subscriptions and everything yet on that, and I'm doing it on purpose because I want everybody that possibly can to get into the lifetime membership, and then they're one and done. And it was already 75% off. Just one payment of $78. So you save like $219. Steal. Lifetime membership with all those benefits for forever, including all of the features of Psychic Cafe. Once I install the membership levels and subscriptions on Psychic Cafe, there'll still be a free membership level, but you're not going to have access then to a lot of the features, like creating groups, creating your own, hosting your own events, blog posts, groups, instant messaging. You know, you'll have to be a one of the subscriptions or already a lifetime member to have access to those features. So I'm trying to give everybody the opportunity to get in before we switch to, it's going to be like Netflix, you know, it's going to be a subscription. And I know a lot of people don't like subscriptions. That's why we created the lifetime membership in January of last year. And it's gone great all of 2023. But we need to make this change. And I want to give the opportunity for everybody to get in on it. So it's one payment of $78. But some people, that's even a lot for some people. So we made it easy, you know, like the old infomercials, two easy payments of $39. Everybody can afford this. So, you know, get on board with the lifetime membership. Two payments of $39. One payment now, one payment a month from now, and you're set up for life. You know, if you're brand new to being, maybe you're becoming a psychic advisor or a tarot reader, and you don't have a website built yet or whatever, you can build it on Psychic Cafe, and we'll give you a custom URL and everything. And you're set up for life. After this, though, it's going to be a subscription. The lifetime membership is going to go away. We'll pull it out of the woodwork here and there, like maybe for Black Friday, maybe sometime in 2025, maybe for the new year or something. It's like, okay, for the next 2 days, you can join Lifetime, paid up for life, and whatever that's going to be, you know, like $197, $297. It's not going to be 78. I'm telling you right now, but we're only going to pull that out every once in a great while, once it goes away. Okay. And most of the time it'll be unavailable. So I just want everybody to get in on that. So I pulled a card for each, the next 3 months for you, Laura. And I also got the Heart of the Matter card, Eight of Cups. I kid you not, I swear I shuffled. You guys all saw me and heard me shuffling, right? And yet we get this card again. You know, it is an Eight of Cups day. I swear to God, you would think it would be a nine something day because it's the nine energy. What can we let go of? But this fits because in the Eight of Cups, he is letting go or she is letting go of their emotional baggage and moving onward and upward. And eight is abundance. So in this case, abundance and prosperity in romantic relationships, how do you do that? You really don't even need these cards and what's going to happen over the next few months. Really, Laura, all you need is to look at this. You know, you really need to take that nine energy today and you know, the hint from this card to get rid of the emotional baggage around relationships. I feel like that might be holding you back a little bit. Now, that said, you may be thinking, oh, but I've been really working hard on this and everything. You know, your conscious mind, yeah, but your subconscious, I got to tell you, there's still some stuff in there. And I don't know, I don't know if you need to do some introspection, maybe some alone time meditation. Maybe you need to do some EFT. But, of course, that might require you knowing what it is you need to let go of to get rid of the negative emotions around surrounding something. But yeah, get with an EFT practitioner or do it yourself if you know how to do it. Or, you know, just go on YouTube and type in EFT for X, whatever that is, and you'll find tons of videos that'll take you through a tapping session, right? Or you can get with a clinical hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, or do it all on your own. You could do self-hypnosis. I just feel like there's some baggage that you should be getting rid of. I don't know if that makes sense. Then after today and after getting rid of, you know, and after working on that, the next month, the next 30 days or so, it's the Empress card, which also came up earlier. I love this. Oh, talk about the synchronicities. It's that three energy, creativity and communication. Working on, this is a card of not what's going to be going on with my relationship, who's coming in. It's none of that kind of thing. It's actually, again, like the Heart of the Matter card, it's saying, Laura, you need to work on yourself first. And you need to get a little creative. And it's a major arcana card. I mean, this is big. This could really turn things around. Getting creative. Thinking outside the box. What could you do that you don't normally do that you'll meet people? Especially the best is like-minded people. How do you find like-minded people, right? And, you know, just get creative with it. And it's three is creativity and communication. So working on your communication style when you do meet people and when you do go on dates and when you do start a relationship, you know, working on your communication. Now, in the next 30 days after that, so what are we – we're in the beginning of March, so – that was like, so up to the beginning of April, if you work on all this, then somebody shows up and it's the Page of Wands, an earth sign or no fire, right? Fire sign, maybe. Doesn't have to be. Might just have the attributes of the Page of Wands. Aries, Leo, Sagittarius, anyone? I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised. So, that's looking good. And this person, you know, he's studying. Are they a student or maybe they're just, there's something new and passionate in their life that they're really, really focused on, and maybe you can help them with that. Maybe that's what's going on. With the Page of Wands and also like the Knight of Wands with the three pyramids in the back, this person might be from a foreign country, or he or she may speak foreign languages, or maybe you're going to be traveling yourself and that's how you meet this person. Interesting possibilities, right? Now, we know the pages tend to be younger. He or she may be chronologically younger than you, Laura, but not necessarily. Might just have a youthful outlook on life. Or a little juvenile. I don't know. But there, at least someone shows up right away. You know, I'm doing one card for each month going out over the next 3 months. But normally, as I've said many times on the shows, when I'm doing these relationship ones, I'm laying out cards, looking for a court card. And the farther out I go, you know, the longer it's going to take. And the sooner a court card shows up, a person showing up sooner, you know. And man, this is soon. Pretty good. 30 to 60 days from now, maybe. Something like that. And then for the 30 days after that, I get the Justice card. I'm not entirely sure about that. What do you think, Laura? In chat, let me know. We're getting Justice card. So let's see. This is the Empress is 30 days into, like, say, the beginning of April, the beginning of May, beginning of April to beginning of May, Page of Wands, beginning of May and to the beginning of June, I guess, with the Justice. Maybe that's when it finally comes to things come to fruition. You know, that's a possibility. Also, just thinking here. You know, it could be things sometimes with the Justice card, and when we're looking at relationships, there could be some kind of karmic thing going on. And that might have been why we got this, you know, Eight of Cups in the beginning, where you need to let go of that. And then it, you know, fully is gone. And then you can manifest and go even further in that last month. Basically, you're settling karmic debts of some kind. I don't think it's something legal happening. But it is, you know, whenever the Justice card comes up, it's always talking about, you know, doing the right thing. So I'll put that out there. But I think overall it's looking like, you know, looking really good to me. I hope that was good, Laura. Let me know in the chat there. Karmic energies make sense too. Justice, maybe a balancing out of each other. Yeah, I mean, and maybe, you know, she's got that scales, and the Justice card as well as other cards that come up, you know, are often talking about that balancing. And it could be just balancing, you know, once you potentially meet that page, what was it, the Page of Wands in the second month, then in the third month, maybe it's working on balancing work and home life and relationship. It's, you know, keeping everything balanced. That could be. Very much makes sense. My hubby died in July. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Yes, relationship with myself is key right now. Interesting cards here. Yeah, it was really interesting. I didn't know your hubby passed away. Is that your tower experience? What happened? It's fully understandable, let me tell you then. Yes, yeah. So maybe you don't want to rush anything, you know? But definitely, yeah, that makes a lot of sense then, why we get something like the Eight of Cups and the Empress card. And, you know, you need to do a lot of working on yourself and, grieving and overcoming all of that before moving forward with you know, new relationships, meeting new people, all that kind of stuff. Hellsbreak is back. Hi, Hellsbreak. Did you have a question? I'll see if you had a question in a minute here. I gotta scroll back because I don't know if I missed anybody's question. I asked Zane to put a question in earlier. I think they did. Okay, there's Laura's general we just did. So let's see Zane because I think he was next. I'm in my 12th and have a final exam of business. Oh, okay. How's it looking? How's it looking? Initially it looked good and then it went downhill from there. Not to be the bearer of bad news, but sometimes we have to. So, you know, I start off with the Magician card, and to me, it looked like that was saying you're in a good place with your exams. And, you know, the Magician always shows up to say, you know, we have the power. We can manifest whatever we want. That might be a hint that to make it successful, you got to take the reins and do it yourself, you know. More study, more whatever, right? Because then I get the Five of Cups, the crying over spilt milk card. And, you know, then when I got that one, it's giving me the feeling that, you know, you're not going to be happy, at least entirely, with the outcome from these exams, the final. And I got the Hermit card. To me, that combined with the Magician card is saying, and I'm not entirely sure with the way you wrote it, but I think you're saying you have not had your final exam yet. If that's true, this is seeking out somebody that knows the material and can help you out. And then you make it happen. Because it was like this, right? And so that you don't end up here. So basically, another meaning of the Magician showing up is to let you know that this does not have to be the outcome if you make some changes right now. So you don't have to end up unhappy with how your exams came out. Because you can seek help right now and you can still study more and make it, you know, make it happen, seeking help. I think that's what's going on. Yep. Okay. So we got Zane's. Oh, and Laura was asking about, because she's a lifetime member, and the Zoom about transferring. We didn't record those, Laura, and the reason why is because we're doing one every week. So that's the whole idea. We're doing those let me see if I can bring that up real quick again. Hopefully you're seeing this, Laura. Each Sunday around 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, type in your browser psychic.cafe/Zoom and pop in the Zoom. In fact, you can pop in way earlier than that because I have it open like 40 minutes before the meeting starts. So, you know, in fact, this Sunday, it's better to pop in really early because we have that workshop I was telling you about with Pamela Steele. So the workshop will be first and then the Q&A afterwards. And I don't know how much time we'll have because of the workshop taking up, you know, half of the normal hour meeting. So I suggest, you know, I'll be there like 40 minutes before 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. So like 3:20 Eastern, I'll already have it turned on. Pop in psychic.cafe/Zoom, and then you can ask about, you know, getting onto the new website. Now, that said, if you can't make this Sunday, use the same URL, write it down, psychic.cafe/Zoom. And that's for everybody listening. For the next month and maybe April, we'll be having these, our Zooms will be free, not just for members. And that way you can get, you know, signed up and get onto the website, because there's a free membership too. You can join Psychic Cafe free. And if you can't make one of those Zooms, then you can ask questions about the new website right here every single day. So, you know, these shows are not just for us to be hanging out with everybody and pulling cards. You know, it's also our way of being available to our members every single day, live. So you can ask about transferring to Psychic Cafe, joining the features, how to work everything. And I'm on a Zoom call when I'm on these live simulcasts on radio and YouTube, and I can share my desktop on the Zoom, and I can walk people through, you know, spend a couple, 2 to 5 minutes of the show. That's all it takes to actually show you guys joining Psychic Cafe and going through. But it's really easy, actually, Laura. And she says she's been out of pocket for the last 7 months. Well, yeah, especially with hubby passing away. So sorry to hear that again. But Laura, all you have to do is go over to www.psychiccafe. I'll stick that URL up there. That's it. That's the new website. Go there and you just click the green join button and put in the info so you can join free. Also, there's links you'll see on, you know, if you haven't joined yet, you're greeted with a welcome box, and there's a green join now, it's free button. And that's for putting in a profile name, a username. And, you know, I tell everybody, especially if you're a professional and you're going to be using the site that way, you know, don't a weird pseudonym. You want to put your actual name, you know, put Laura Wright all together, one word, as your username. And then when it asks for your name, first name, last name, put the actual stuff in. And use a picture of you as your profile picture. They call it an avatar on the profiles on the new website. So you just click that green button. You put in the username. You put in your email address and a password, and boom. Then you can go and set up your profile. Now, you can also use the social media logins. And it may or may not install a profile picture for you. If it doesn't, put one in. But that's another way you can do it. So you can sign into Psychic Cafe from your Instagram or your Facebook or your LinkedIn or Amazon even. You know, we have most of them, you know, not all of them, but, you know, quite a few. I always suggest to people to just use a username. And by the way, Laura, it has nothing to do with your profile on the other website, the Ning website, thetarotgirl.com. We're not transferring over or anything like that. It's not the same password and everything. You know, you are creating a new profile from scratch. And then I will upgrade your profile to lifetime member and get you access then to, we already have a private group for members on Psychic Cafe. We have another group that's private for my course on Psychic Cafe. And we're soon going to have a workshop panel discussion Q&A group for members only that'll have all of our workshops and everything on it, you know, like the whole library of previous ones along with all the new ones coming out this year. And that's going to be private too. So we'll get you access to those private groups. So we're not actually transferring people over from the old website. We're just telling people that functionality is going away on the psychic, on thetarotgirl.com, and then Psychic Cafe is where all that functionality is going to be. So you just go over here and create a profile and let me know so I know to upgrade you and get you access to everything. So for you and for everybody else out there that's a lifetime member or a premium member or whatever of the Tarot Guild, that's how you get started on Psychic Cafe. You don't actually, we're not actually physically transferring your old membership and profile and everything. You're just creating a brand new one on Psychic Cafe. And then let me know. It's that easy. Oksana had come in earlier. Going to take some coffee. Still no calls. I think there's something going on with Blog Talk. That is really bizarre. Are we still connected? Yeah, everything's connected. I don't know what's going on. 714-816-4628 if you want to call in. But we're going to be ending the show pretty soon anyway, so I'm not going to worry about the caller lines anymore, I don't think. We'll just take a couple more questions from chat here. Oksana, hello. We almost broke up with the man, Cancer sign, recently. Please pull some cards if there's still hope with him. Okay, Oksana, we're going to look at that real quick here. There is still hope. Yes, it is looking very good. Okay, there's still hope, but there's a caveat that's coming in here. Okay, so before I pulled cards about this situation with him, the Heart of the Matter card is the Two of Swords. So there is some kind of, I don't know, there is some kind of like decision that you are unwilling or unable to make in regards to this. It could be anything from just something simple to, it could be saying, okay, you need to decide whether you're going to commit to this, or you got to decide you're going to drop this relationship and look for another one. You know, I don't know. It could be that, or it could be something much simpler. I don't know, but there's some kind of question here. There's some kind of, there's two paths you could go down, or maybe even more than two paths. So you need to do that first. You need to make the decision one way or another. So it's actually more about you than about the person you almost broke up with. But there's still hope, okay? The central focus card is the Ten of Pentacles. And that's legacy and that's family. I mean, it. And then right next to it, the Lovers card. So, yeah, you know, it's still there, the possibilities. Now, I did get the Nine of Pentacles suggesting that you need to be a little bit more independent, you know, not away from the person, but in other words, don't lose yourself in the relationship is what this is talking about. You know, you need to be your own person is what's coming up. And then he shows up, at least I think it's him, and you can tell me, does he happen to be an air sign, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, you know, because I'm getting this King of Swords, right? And then I'm also, though, getting the King of Cups. So that would be like the water sign. So like Cancer, Scorpio, Pisces. One of those is him, but it doesn't matter. Don't worry about the sun signs if it doesn't match up. It could be maybe he just has one of these energies. And then whichever one he is, there's this other person that's not him. I know, right? Look. So what's that telling us? You know? Let me know if you think one of these is him and who the other one is in the chat, if you can. I don't know if they'll be able to get back to me before the end of the show, but... I'm putting it in there, and hopefully they didn't leave. But if you left, Oksana, you can come back like Dan and Maria and everybody was telling everybody. Because there's going to be a show tomorrow. You know, if I don't get to your call today, if I don't get to your question today, there's tomorrow, right? But this is the possibility that, you know, there might be somebody else waiting in the wings there. So... it looks good to me. It looks like the current relationship could work fine. There's still hope with this person, but to not worry because there's somebody else. The main takeaway, though, was that decision that you're unable or currently unwilling to make. You got to make that decision. All righty. So, yeah, you know, if I don't get to your question today, here, I'm going to see if I can pop up the – well, I don't have to. It's on the scroll here. I'll just point down. Psychic.cafe/coffee. Go over there and grab me a cup of coffee and just let me know that you're going to be on the show tomorrow. You're going to call in. So give me your phone number or area code and your first name, and we'll bring you on. First thing on the show, like we won't even do the cards and numerology of the day. We'll go right to your call and we'll spend more time with you and we'll go right away to your call. You first. All you got to do is buy me a cup of coffee and let me know. Message me on Psychic Cafe. And once again, my page is psychic.cafe/Dax. Go and sign up on the site if you haven't already. And then go to my page and find the icon for message. Send me a message and say, hey, I just bought you a cup of coffee. I'll be calling in from area code 619. My name is Jim. I'll be calling in tomorrow. And your call is going to be first. Or if you can't call in, if you're going to be in chat, say, I'll be in chat. I'll put my question in there. And my name is Fred. And we'll take your question right away, no waiting, and I'll spend more time with you. That's another perk of that is we only can spend a few moments with you. You know, I'll look at things from multiple angles, even answer multiple questions if they at least semi-relate to each other, you know, which I don't normally do. It's one question per customer normally. So, yeah, just message me over here and – grab me the cup of coffee, psychic.cafe/coffee. And, you know, you will be first. Yes. Remember to go over and check out the sale. If you want to do a private session with me, it's $50 off right now, 50% off. It's just $49.99. Yeah. You have to scroll down a little bit on the page below the information about on the sale page, the information about the lifetime membership, scroll down and then you'll see where you can book a session with me. So we can do a private session and those typically run anywhere from 20 to 40 minutes. And then the lifetime membership we've been talking about all show long. And a lot of the people in chat are lifetime members. It's really cool. One payment of $78. Two payments of $39, whichever you'd like to do. It's 75% off right now. And it's not only is the sale going away, but lifetime membership is going away probably April. But I don't know for sure. We might have to go another month. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm aiming for April. We'll see what happens. Okay. It's 1:30. I got to get out of here. Let's see if we had any more questions. If I missed any. Oh, Soul Searching came in. Hi, Soul Searching. Yeah, you have to put in your question, but you didn't. Dan was explaining it to you there. You need to actually ask the question. You know, so just for future reference, everybody in the chat, you don't have to say, can I get a free reading? You know, what you do is you just type in your question. Calsbreak, I didn't see your question. I scrolled through and I was looking, you know, I could see your profile picture and I was looking at all the stuff you said. I must have missed it. Let's see. I really need to start getting Dan or somebody to write down the questions. Oh, here we go. Will things back around between SM and I? I don't know what you're asking there. What does that mean, things back around? I don't know what that means. Also, I know you've been on here before. Didn't you already ask something about SM before? Didn't we already do this? I'm not sure. But when you say background, do you think things will come back around? Or like you guys will get back together or something like that? I think that's what they're asking, but I'm not 100% sure what that means. Okay. Let's see. So the Four of Swords shows up, and that suggests a delay. So maybe not right away, but it's also a thinking outside the box card. You need to take a step back and look at the whole thing. You know, why were you having issues in the first place? What was going on behind the scenes? You know, I got the Seven of Swords. This is somebody trying to get away with something. So, you know, and not everybody knows that this is going on. It's secret. So, like, what, you know, are you sure you want to get back with the person? Was it them that did something? Did SM do something or did you do something? I don't know. But it's showing up here, right? So that's why you need to take a step back and really think this over. And then once you do that, I get the Two of Cups. So, yeah. That's you guys coming back together. But I don't think you can just do it. In other words, this is the mistake people make. They want to get back with somebody, their ex or whatever, you know, and they don't. You know, they get the nostalgic feeling again, and they, he was so good for me. I just want to get back with him again. And they forget about the sneaky crap that happened. Hello? You know, there's a reason why you're not together. And I'm not saying that people don't get back together and things don't work out, but you have to do it like it's a brand new relationship. Just like that, you know, Eight of Cups today, if we kept getting, you know, you gotta let go of the baggage and then treat this as a brand new relationship. And then the Four of Pentacles, I love how I got, it's bookended with a four card and a four card. Structure and foundation, that's what you guys are lacking. You know, when I get something like this, especially when it's bookended like that with two four cards, you guys need more structure and foundation in order for this to work. And so, you know, what is that talking about? Well, a lot of relationships are built on sand, not on a strong foundation. They're built on, oh, the sex is great. Or they like the same movies as I do. So we go see all the Star Wars and science fiction movies because we both love science fiction or whatever genre you like, you know. He's the only guy I ever met that likes to go to girl flicks. I love this guy. And you leave the theater and there's nothing else. That's all you got is the movies in common, you know. Or all you got is the great hookups. The sex is amazing, yes, but that's building a relationship on sand, not on a strong foundation. So if you're gonna, you know, first reevaluate, remember all the reasons why you're not together, okay? And then if you are gonna get back together, you gotta do it like it's a brand new relationship and establish strong foundations first. There you go, Kelsbreek. Yeah, Kelsbreek says, yeah, I understand. And thank you for my reading. Yes, absolutely. And let's see. Did Soul Searching put their question in? No, they did not. Okay, Soul Searching, you're going to have to wait till tomorrow. I'm going to get out of here. Thanks for being here, Maria. Every once in a while, Maria pops in. When she's free, you know, we're doing the show, and she was giving her consolations to Laura. I'm so sorry for your loss. Yeah, that I didn't know that happened. That's really sad. But things are looking good, you know, these coming months, though, with those cards we got, Laura. You just have to work on that Eight of Cups, you know, coming to terms with all those emotions and everything so you can move forward. And then Charlotte, God, where have you been, Charlotte? Popped in at the last second here. I'm about to play the outro music. Crapola, I got a realtor call and missed the whole show. Hey, priorities, right? You know, the realtor and, you know, selling your property and the moving and everything like that, that's more important than the shows. Hey, Dax, want a co-host tomorrow? Okay, well, you're going to be on Saturday, though. But if you want to be with me tomorrow, yeah. Hey, Charlotte, why don't you join me tomorrow? If you, she said she has to find her O-ring light and her phone holder or camera holder, and we're going to do a test Zoom. How do we get Maria's new book? It's, well, this is the thing. Maria, help me out here. I was going to message you after the show, Maria. Have you communicated with Balboa and got the thing fixed on Amazon? See, the issue is that if you go and get the Kindle version, it says second edition on it. The paperback doesn't say that yet, and so we're not 100% sure if you're going to get the right edition. And I don't want to put out the URL and start promoting the heck out of the second edition until we know the people are going to get the second edition. So let me know, Maria, when for sure the paperback is the second edition. Meanwhile, we can tell people to grab the Kindle for those that want to grab it, right? And then Maria's putting the link to the Balboa Press where you can get it on there. So, yeah, you can get there. Oh, Amazon is now corrected. Okay. See, I was going to call you, message you, whatever, after the show because I want to get a URL made, a Psychic Cafe one, so I can start promoting the heck out of it. And I don't want to send them to Balboa Press. I want to send them to Amazon because, yes, we get an affiliate kickback. I mean, yeah, it's like 2%, but it's something, you know. We want to get something out of this, right? So I've been holding off on that. And Charlotte's like, Oklahoma, here I come. Oh, did you sell it already or you're going to sell it? Oh, Charlotte, are you set up for the show yet? You know, right now you need to go and make sure that you have the O-light and your holder. And if you can get that set up this afternoon, message me, you know, in an hour or so. We can pop on a practice Zoom and make sure everything looks right and sounds right and everything's functioning right. And you can join me and Michelle tomorrow. Michelle, you're going to co-host tomorrow for sure? Are you sure you're okay? Let me know after the show. We'll talk about this. I love this, how we just have – it's like we're in the cafe because we're just chit-chatting away here in the chat. The chat's been great. It's really been great here on YouTube. Blog Talk, not so much. I don't know if you noticed, Maria. Well, you weren't here, I don't think, the last couple, two, three shows. You know, I've been doing it since Monday, right? All this week we've had this problem where people will call it. Well, Charlotte called in yesterday, and I picked up her call, and everything was fine. But other people called in, and their phone call dropped. One of them was area code 212, and then I saw them call back in again. And then when I tried to bring them live, I heard background noise, but never they weren't hearing us or we weren't hearing them, and they hung up again. And the same thing happened today. We had two or three calls. I took one, but I think, right? I took the one call, but then the other two or three dropped off, and they never got back on. So I do not know what's going on. I do not know what's going on with Blog Talk, and I'm not worrying about it because YouTube chat is working fine. I prefer doing the readings this way, to be honest with you. I love talking to the people. Don't get me wrong. I love the calls, but, you know, it's so glitchy. Oh, yeah, Maria just said that. Blog Talk is so glitchy. Great minds think alike. Charlotte said no Charlotte said no Catherine tomorrow. Yes, Charlotte, you got in like literally a minute or two after I announced that I'm probably going to do a psychic talk daily show, like, you know, Monday through Thursday here. I'm just going to do a live tomorrow because Catherine this month is going to do pre-recorded shows because it's going to be spring break and they're going on a vacation somewhere. I think her and hubby and the kids maybe. And so she needs to do pre-recorded shows and she'll do live shows again in April. And I told her, I said, you don't have to do a live show every show, you know, do some pre-recorded shows and then just do one or two live shows. So she's going to decide how she wants to do it, all live shows or one or two, because she's been having so many problems with health issues and things coming up and just logistics where she can't make it live every week, you know, and that it's hard to set up something where people can get, you know, used to you being on every Friday live, you know, when you can't be there, you know, and it's not good for the listenership or whatever. So she's not going to be doing a show, Charlotte, live. She will be doing pre-recorded shows for March, but I will do lives on the Fridays. And Michelle just said she can guest co-host with me tomorrow. So it would be an awesome show for you to start out on because there'll be two other hosts as well. So Charlotte, if you can get everything set up, message me later and we will get on a Zoom and test everything, okay? Alrighty, so I'm going to get out of here. This has been fun, though. Oh, that's right. You told me that. I just forgot a minute. Yeah, you were having a senior moment, Charlotte. It's okay. You were just having a senior moment. So I'll see everybody tomorrow. I'm real excited to be back tomorrow.